You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wrestling with History. Worldwide on the VOC Nation Wrestling Network. The voice of choice, Bruce Wirt, with another one of my bonus rants that I like to do when I'm just driving around and I have nothing else to do but talk to you. Before we start, hit my theme music.
American
Voice of Choice Wrestling Nation. Heard worldwide on VOCNation.com. The Insane Clown Posse.
We can't thank all you guys enough. Whoop, whoop.
We understand our audience, and we give them what we think they would want.
We're about pleasing the fans.
Road Warrior Hannibal. Jake the Snake Roberts.
The wrestling has changed so much.
Conan.
Yo, this is K-Dog. Yo, with Bowdy Bowdy and Rowdy Rowdy.
Hall of Fame ring announcer Howard Finkel.
Brilliance was Bobby Heenan's middle name.
Lex Luger. God's given me a whole new perspective on wrestling and the fans. WWE Hall of Famer Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Right up, thanks for having me on your radio show from the Jersey Shore.
The legendary Diamond Dallas.
Bang!
Voice of choice, Wrestling Nation.
I've put my name in, but again, we're just waiting for a phone call.
You could be Moroccan, Algerian, Albanian, Greek.
This is the best crowd I've ever seen in my entire life.
I love cheesecake.
I don't know how to respond to his lunacy.
Malcolmania.
And I don't think Hollywood's ready for Malcolmania, but we'll wait still.
Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
Your talk show here that I'm doing here is the best one.
Jimmy Hart.
I've been lucky every day I get up and look in the mirror and pinch myself.
The ninth wonder of the world. China.
I told Vince, I said, yeah, I'm going to wrestle the guys. And that's how it started.
X-Pac.
We're wrestlers, and it's still a wrestling show.
Mr. Scott Hall.
Hey, yo, I want to rock the wrestling world again.
OneWrestling.com, Bill After.
If it wasn't for Hogan and Vince McMahon, sports entertainment would not be in existence.
We have a bushwhacker in the house.
G'day, mateys. It's bloody lovely being on your show.
MVP.
I came up with the MVP concept based on everything that's wrong with pro athletes today.
VOC Nation, heard worldwide.
This right here is the future of wrestling.
Okay, Wrestling with History. And the reason I wanted to do this today is there's so much that's happened recently in the world of wrestling, but nothing bigger than The Rock and the promo that he cut online on Twitter, on X, on Friday, followed by SmackDown. And the reason that that gets me so juiced is I was a child of the Attitude Era. You know, I was one of those kids that just thought about pro wrestling all of the time. I was waiting for Monday Night Raw, no matter which day of the week it was. That was like my happiest time. And I feel like we're getting back there. And I don't know if it's just because it's The Rock. You know, there's something to the nostalgia effect. And I had it when Stone Cold Steve Austin worked WrestleMania a couple years ago. It just felt really good. Because when somebody from your childhood reconnects with something in the modern day, it takes you backwards in time. And what I think is going to happen is this is going to reinvigorate wrestling fans that have been dormant for a long time. And that's why I was so upset. I'm not going to do it again, but the Dave LaGrecas of the world and Conrad Thompson and all the other people that were crying about Cody losing the shot at his story, it really bothered me, because this is an opportunity with The Rock to really pull people in from the mainstream and make wrestling just bigger than it is right now, and bigger than it could be without some of those old-time stars. And I just look back at the late 90s when professional wrestling, you know, in the mid-90s, wrestling was stagnant. And WWE shows were down, house shows were down, ratings were down. At one point, they were close to going out of business. WCW was in better shape, but they were middling. And it was Hulk Hogan going to WCW and changing the world with the formation of the NWO and creating that nostalgia, bringing in Scott Hall and Kevin Nash, repackaging them, and they all did it together. But Hogan, Randy Savage, and some of the other people that were big stars on Saturday Night's Main Event in the 80s, mixing with the talent that WCW had, really just brought in wrestling fans that had been dormant. And what happens? They start taking their kids to the wrestling shows and getting their kids to watch with them, or their teenagers especially. And now you're making an entire new breed of professional wrestling fans. And that's what we're starting to get today. So Cody Rhodes, Cody was doing a great job, and Sammy and all the other people that have been involved in the main event scene of WWE, Randy Orton, Roman Reigns. I'm not downplaying their success and where they've gotten, but I think that in order to bring in the casual fan, whether it's the casual old fan that it hasn't been watching for a while, like me or my co-host Namar Wells, or the casual fan who is not a real wrestling fan but will tune in because it's The Rock and they know The Rock name, and they see this promo that he cuts on Twitter, X, he's showing emotion, he's cursing, and I'm not saying that just cursing is the reason, but this is almost showing like, I have real emotion. I legit feel annoyed at Cody for ruining this spot for me. And I think what it's doing is it's going to bring in people who wouldn't have been there before. And I said this before, as they go into Netflix, they need to get casual fans to buy into the product. They need to get a bigger audience, because it's not just about wrestling fans. If you're a wrestling fan who loves Cody and invests in the story, that's fine, that's great. But in order to make the product as good as it possibly can be and get the most eyes on it and get professional wrestling back into the mainstream, you need to widen your audience. You can't just make it about you. So that is why this is an amazing thing that's happening with the current situation and The Rock. I thought it was a fantastic promo. It was long, but what he did on Twitter, on X, was gold. And then the skit on SmackDown, I thought it's good. I mean, it's old school Rock really badgering the fans. I mean, it's exactly what we want to see as wrestling fans. It was emotion. It was working with the crowd. And I think we all know what's coming. This is going to be, you're going to have a couple matches out of this. So I think you're going to get a singles match with The Rock and Cody before this is all said and done. You'll have the tag team match, but I think you're going to get a singles match at some point, whether it's for the belt or not. And then you're going to see, and this might take a year, you're going to see the match for the quote-unquote head of the table with The Rock and Roman Reigns, probably at WrestleMania 41. And it's going to be really fun when CM Punk comes back and he's part of the picture, when you have those guys and Drew McIntyre and Seth Rollins. The top of the card is really strong in the WWE, and I'm excited for the future. Also want to say, before I get out of here, that I'm sad to see the passing of Virgil. In the old days of VOC Nation, we did a lot of convention work. We hosted the conventions, we emceed the conventions, and I saw Virgil a lot. And actually, the first convention I ever went to was Cinemania in Philadelphia in 2009, I think it was, 2009 or 10. And Virgil came up to me, and this is how much of a novice or a virgin I was in the wrestling world. He comes up to me and he says, "Do you want a picture?" And I said, "Sure, that would be great." And I took the picture, and then he asked me for $10. So funny story, but that shows that I had no idea that he was working. He was hustling a little bit. So I did not pay for the picture with Virgil. Wasn't that important to me at the time, but he's somebody that was a big part of my childhood. I remember when I saw Virgil walking the concourse when he was wearing the glittery jacket with the Million Dollar Man. I don't know why he was up there, but it was just an amazing thing for me as a kid. I was starstruck. So one of my earliest memories of pro wrestling, Virgil, and God rest his soul. And you also have the stuff with Billy Jack Haynes that we'll get into the next time Namar and I are together. We'll get into some more Virgil, and we'll get into some Ole Anderson, because Ole was a big part of wrestling in the 70s and 80s, and especially the product that I watched in the 80s, because I was a big wrestling fan in general. Bigger WWE fans, as most of us who were kids in the 80s were, but WCW NWA was something that I watched, and Ole was part of the Four Horsemen, and I do want to spend some time talking about his impact on the business. But just this wasn't much of a rant as some of the other ones were. You know, I think I'm always going to be angry at Dave LaGreca. I was annoyed at Dave LaGreca. I was doing the show in Philadelphia on WNJC. LaGreca was started his Busted Open on Sirius. And I've always had fun saying that my show was better than his, and he's been in it longer, and I'm joking a lot, mostly because Dave has done an amazing job of building a brand with Busted Open and making it to the big time. So I'm poking at Dave LaGreca. I don't really hate him, but it is annoying. You know, when I saw him in that pink bathrobe with the matching glasses, I think it was a bathrobe. The Rock called it a bathrobe. On there complaining about Cody or The Rock ruining Cody's story. That was something that just it ate away at me. I'm like, Dave, shut up. You know, who are you? So Dave coming back, and he's included in The Rock's promo, and then he goes off, and I don't know if he's playing along, and you know, they're using it as a, you know, deeper part of the story. I'm sure there's some element of it where Dave's going to make some money off it. But if it's not, and if this is not planned, then The Rock and Dave weren't in on this, or Rock wasn't helping Dave and Busted Open, then I just, like, it's like, shut up, Dave. Shut up. You should just be happy that you got the exposure from The Rock. So 20, 30, 40 million people are going to watch this video. You're in it in your stupid little robe. And that is going to cause so many more people to tune in to Busted Open, which I admittedly think is a wonderful show. So anyway, that's it for me today. Make sure you subscribe, like, follow Wrestling with History exclusively in the VOC Nation Wrestling Network. That, and the only way to do it is to subscribe to the VOC Nation Wrestling Network podcast feed. So you're going to get Wrestling with History. You're going to get a bunch of other shows you might or might not like, including In the Room, which is a pretty good show with Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and former WCW star The Maestro. You get Bumps and Thumps, which is a show out of Minnesota with a lot of the old upper Midwestern stars from the AWA days in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. So those are two good shows. WCW Retro with the Stro, with Maestro, is on there as well. But by far the best show is this one, Wrestling with History. So please like, subscribe, follow, give us a review and a rating, help the show grow, share it with others. And we're having so much fun. Namar and I being back on the air again. We haven't been on the air since our time in Philadelphia on the radio, and just being here talking to all of you guys every week is so much fun. Follow us on X at WWHVOC. Follow the network at VOC Nation, and I will talk to you next time we record Wrestling with History.